What's up, After Buzzers? Michaela finally gets to meet her dad. Annalise is going on a date, and Frank seems to be very hurt. We are talking How to Get Away with Murder, Season 6, Episode 3. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? We are covering Episode 4, not Episode 3. Please forgive that mistake of mine. I even wrote Episode 3 on the board like a true idiot, so apologies. Thank y'all so much for joining us for another episode. Such a good episode tonight.
Amazing.
So fun.
All of the stuff happening as per usual. Of course, joined by my lovely panel, we got Elena Finelon, my OG.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Elena Finelon. Oh. Her name is what I call
my
her.
My first and last name, CJ.
I never knew your last name.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome to Jamie Gray over here.
Hey, guys.
She's got all the knowledge on murder.
Yeah, does she? I do.
And then of course CJ Walker, TikToker. From TikToker. We don't even know. You got to check out his TikToks.
Oh my god,
they're good. Thank you for joining us again. You can find us everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Of course, Elena is in the live chat, so let us know what you thought. Comments about the episode. Tell us your predictions because we have those coming as well. And of course, our special segment and news and gossip. Overall, what y'all think about the episode?
Fire emoji.
Yes.
Just that.
Bombs.
Fire emoji.
What bombs did y'all think were being
dropped? You want to be me so bad.
So bad.
Can I be you?
It's not even that it was bombs dropped or that it was anything specific. It's just that this episode in total, the whole lump sum of today's episode, it had us on our seats. Like, this is why we watched this show. Like, they've been pulling us in, and I just feel like they didn't disappoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I mean, from the very beginning, I think that they drew in our attention, and they've done this very well this season. I know, from episode one, I was like, it's a little lackluster, but it has gotten better each episode, and I'm here for it. From Annalise, and she's trying to find love again. Mm-hmm. We're learning more about Tegan, and then Michaela. I mean, we know she's outspoken, but this really threw me for a loop, and it was just so entertaining. I also have more suspicions, so you have to wait for predictions, because you guys might agree with me. I don't know.
What do you think, CJ?
What'd they say?
Love it. I totally agree. I loved the episode. I especially loved Michaela tonight just because of everything that she did and, what it means to her to actually be, truly finding her dad.
I'm sorry, what?
She was my favorite part of the episode, I think.
It was my favorite part of the episode.
So, what? What are you confused about?
I mean, there's a difference. You loved Michaela's story this episode, or you loved Michaela this episode?
The story.
I liked the story. I liked Michaela. I liked that she actually went into the bar at the end. But we're going to get there.
I was proud of her.
Yes, I was proud of her. Okay, they start off the episode. She and, what's his name, Gabriel, are going to go to the Poconos, whatever. Not actually, but they're going to this conference that her dad, technically we don't have for sure confirmation, but I guess we kind of do now. I don't ever believe anything until I see the paternity test, but I think he technically admits it.
Maury.
I am Maury.
She grabbed a brush. You know, we saw her, when she went in the room. But, yeah, I'm like, do a DNA test before we actually say, that's your dad. You don't really know that.
I think I'm just nervous because we didn't get the conversation between the two of them, so I don't know if maybe he really isn't the father. Just like we thought the guy who died in Joe was her dad and turns out he's not.
You really just sounded like Maury right there, by the way.
You never know. I just want it to be confirmed, or at least want it to just get more of the conversation, the exchange. I want to know his side. What's happened? How did we get here? How did you know she was who she was? How do you even know her name?
Loki, he probably thinks that that was his friend's daughter, the guy who actually died, and then he still doesn't know that's his daughter.
Oh, right, that's interesting.
Because we never really confirmed anything. She was just like, okay, I can ask you anything. But we didn't know, hey, you're my dad, you're my daughter. There was no type of confirmation, although that's what we're believing.
I mean, they're not going to give us that in one episode. They gave us enough. Save it for another episode. But I liked the way that she... You know, they're at this conference. She, the whole time, it's like, should I, shouldn't I, whatever. Is she going to make a move or not? So to see her stand up, why do you think she called herself Laurel when she stands up in that moment is literally going off
on her? Her go-to name, that's just off the top of your head. If you say, what's your name?
I have a fake name.
Mine's Nicole.
Regina Phalange. And it actually legitimately works.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's from Friends, of course. If you don't know that, then that's bad. But, like, I'll be out at a bar. If I don't want to talk to a guy, they're like, what's your name? I'm like, Regina. And everyone's like, oh, wow. What an interesting name. I'm like, okay, you're an idiot. Yeah. Anyway.
I think, though, she gave that name because at that moment, she didn't know if her dad, like, if Solomon knew who she was or not. Like, yeah. Was it a cover-up? Did you plan this? Like, what's really going on? So I think it's common nature. Like, if I'm spying on somebody and I'm, like, creeping and you don't know who I am, I'm not about to tell you who I am and expose myself when right now I have the upper hand.
No, of course not. And I get that. But I guess I meant more so, like, Laurel's name is a hot topic in a lot of places right now.
True.
So I was like, maybe you could have picked a different name. So I didn't know if y'all thought it meant something or not.
I feel like it meant something. I don't know exactly how, but I just thought it was a risk that she decided to take because you don't know who in that room could know who the Castillos are,
mm-hmm. right?
Or just even know who Laurel is, you know? And her dad seems to be some sort of high-profile public figure. So I'm like, you're really taking a risk here. Right. So it's up in the air.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think, so he says later in the episode that he knew who she was whenever she started prosecuting him.
Right.
Do you think that he, like, saw her and knew who she was, or was it just because of the interaction? Because I thought he looked legitimately, like, you know, she stands up and he's like, hi, how are you, young lady? That's not mm-hmm. what he said. But, like, I thought he looked like he did not recognize her. And you hear about a lot of these situations sometimes that, like, the parent ends up, you know, seeing them way later in life. And they're like, oh, this is my child. But I didn't think he looked like that.
Yeah. I think that he didn't know who she was until she started, like, questioning him mm-hmm. the way that she did. Because at first he looked up and it was normal, like, whatever, who's this person? And he's answering the question. But when she was as persistent as she was, he started looking at her like, there has mm-hmm. to be. And when you're a smart person, man or woman, and yeah. you have these businesses and people stand up at a conference that you're at, you're going to start looking at people differently when they start attacking you.
Right.
So I think when she started, like, drilling him, she was on fire.
She was.
I think he looked at her and he was like, this must be.
That's my girl.
She's going off on me right now.
Basically.
So. I think that, for me, I was like, I said this to CJ when we were watching, I was like, you see the teeth, and I would automatically know, like, that person's related to me somehow.
That's my daddy.
That's
no,
my daddy.
The casting was phenomenal.
It
because
was.
They low-key look alike.
They do.
They really do.
I'm just wondering, can we really trust Solomon Vick, though? Because it's like, I want to believe that he's this good guy, and, you know, when they met in the bar, I believe, he mm-hmm. said, I have been waiting for this day. Really? Because you have the means to find your daughter. So why were you all separated in the first
place?
But
that's the thing. That's why I think that he doesn't think that's his daughter. He probably thinks that it's the other guy's daughter, and he wants to, like, become, like, something with her.
No, because what day has he been waiting for his whole life? Cassidy Love 78 says, I think he's been following her lifeline and knows who she was.
Possibly.
I think he has been following her. He's been keeping little tabs on her. I think it is very possible that she may be his daughter, because why else would you be looking forward to this day?
Yeah.
And especially since he knew Annalise Keating, you know, and so she's in cahoots with Annalise. Like, they've been in the papers.
Right.
So he's going to read up on things,
right.
as he should.
And, I mean, technically every parent, whether, you know, it was the right thing or the wrong thing to do, they can still want to, like, look after their child without actually looking after them, if that makes sense. Like, who's to say what was in his mind when whatever went down? Because, like, automatically we're going to think, if you were keeping tabs on her, then you knew she was in some terrible situation. You're a millionaire. How could you do that to her? But that's why I think there's going to be a lot of, that's why I like the story about it, because I think there's going to be a lot more to the situation. Like, even when she's prosecuting him, standing there in the audience, the stuff that she was saying, I was like, well, you don't know this technically.
Exactly.
She's like, you've never slept with a client? You've never done this? And I'm like, just because he maybe did this one time doesn't automatically make him a bad guy, which is what she's kind of just full force going with.
But when you're a child with abandonment issues, you're not thinking about whether they did it one time or not. You're like, you did it to me. That's enough.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you left me. That's enough. I'm curious about how you guys felt. So I guess you know how I feel about Michaela. I do like the storyline. How did y'all feel about when she snuck into his hotel room? What is that? Like, is it a trick that you would one day pull? Because I'm interested. I'm curious to try to try it. Like,
I don't know. I'm curious to break into somebody's hotel room and try to figure out my dad.
Can you come right back?
Hotel needs a screen better for the employees, honestly.
Right?
How would she know?
Because she said, okay, let me close the door and now you can try your card.
You think that, like, right, that somebody's not going to be that bold.
That's happened to me before because I was about to go
in
my room.
Broken into your hotel room?
No, I was about to go to my hotel room and then, like, the maids were about to go in, or they were going in before me.
Yeah.
And I was trying to go in. They said, let me
close the door. Housekeeping?
Yeah, they closed the door so I could use
my... What kind of hotel are you staying at? The White House?
I was like, the maids housekeeper.
It's okay. I think that they just, like, it's a gut reaction because it's a bold move. Not many people are going to be like, oh wait, no, and be lying about it, so they just don't respect it.
But it was idiotic. I want to try. Like, it was so smooth. I just wonder, would it work?
Like, could you get away with it? I mean, I thought it was hilarious, but I was like, I'm thinking my reflexes could be that fast. Like, oh, duck. And it just reminded me of, like, a sitcom, you know? It was just in this drama-filled show. It was just very silly.
She ducked in the worst place, though.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I actually might be good at it because, like, I would have, like, slid part underneath the couch. I don't think the couch was that low. And she hides in the most obvious place, and then she's so loud when she tries to stand up.
And that bright blue one.
He started running the water. Like, if you are any kind of sneaky, smart person,
that's the best time.
Wait until he get in the shower. Why would she try to, like, run out?
But then what if he was, like, just brushing his teeth, washing his hands, just using the bathroom, and then it was like 2 minutes.
You can maneuver. Anyway, she get on my nerves.
Either way, you're either gonna get caught or you're gonna get out of it. So, like, you're either gonna get caught right then or you wait until he gets in the shower.
Right.
But he was so chill about the whole thing. He was
too
chill.
Oh, almost.
Hey, whatever he said.
Yeah, well, yeah, just like, I've been waiting for it. Well, did he say that at the bar?
He said that at the bar.
At the bar. Well, just saying, I know who you are. I'm like, why are you so calm? Even if that was my child, what are you doing in my room?
You don't know that person.
Exactly. At all.
Yeah.
It's been over 20 years.
The emotion that she felt in that moment, I can say that scene, like, when he said, I know who you are, Michaela, and she just, like, couldn't handle it and ran out, like, chills.
Mm-hmm. That deserves an Emmy right there.
Like, chills. Because, wow. Like, just imagine, though, looking for, like, you've had this hard life. You've been looking for your biological parents time after time after time. And then you finally are confronted with someone and you're about to try to lie your way out of it because you think that they have no idea who you are, that you exist. And for you to stand there and tell me that you know who I am.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot to process.
Well, yeah. I was like, say something. Obviously, I get why she couldn't. But I was like, say something.
I think in that moment, it's also, it just made her seem even more vulnerable because it just made me think about how lost she is.
Yeah.
Just even from season one when she was engaged and she was putting, you know, her self-worth into being, you know, the future wife of this prestigious guy. And just all the relationships that she has had, like, she just makes awful decisions. I think it just showed all the trauma that she's endured.
Give me a refresher on what happened to her mom. We just know
her biological mom?
Yeah. We know she's not alive.
Do we know what happened to her?
It came
up. If you're in the chat, let us know what happened to Michaela's mom.
It came up a while ago. But someone was shot in the head.
Yeah, I was like, I thought she was murdered, but I can't remember the circumstances exactly.
I don't remember what transpired and made her die, but she was murdered.
Right.
But
then doesn't that make it worse?
I think her mom was also in an abusive relationship or something like that, and whoever her mom was dating shot her. It was something in that vicinity.
And maybe that was with the guy that was in the jail that Solomon, her actual dad, I guess, that the guy who shot her was the client, right? So I'm thinking that's how there was that.
Ooh, you
mix
know,
up. So maybe he didn't even know that. Maybe he does know that Michaela was his the whole time, or he doesn't.
It kind of sounds like, as we talk about it, not to like be too predictiony, of course, but it does kind of sound like maybe he doesn't fully know that she's his. Like, maybe her mom could have been lying. Who knows what the situation could be? Mm-hmm. But I hope for her sake that he hasn't just known that she was his daughter this whole time and just like didn't do anything for her because she obviously lived. Maybe he thought she wasn't living a bad life, but like, I mean, clearly didn't work out well for her.
Right.
Actually, no, it did work out well for her because she made it work out well for herself.
Absolutely. I do wish that they had talked more about her swamp family, as she likes to call them. You know, mm-hmm. I know we got to see her mom a couple seasons back, but mm-hmm. I just want to learn more about her.
She was shot by her husband, Dwight. Jatine. Minda in chat says.
And I guess that's the one that was going to go to jail.
That's the one that was in jail. And somebody,
how did she get? How did she get shot if he was in jail? Was it a hit?
Before he was in jail, okay. When they were still together, he shot her.
Yet the father is the lawyer. You know, that's why I'm like,
It's just really tricky.
Yeah.
But even going back to that, like, Michaela witnessed a lot in her life, and then she deals with different type of men. And you brought up, like, season one when she was engaged. Mm-hmm. That conversation that she had with Gabe when he was like, this is why people leave you. Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yeah. Oh, they went back and forth.
But I was about to say, she was guilty on that as well. Mm-hmm. What did she say to him when she was like,
She said, Asher would have done it for me.
I wanted to elbow her. I'm like, really? No. Like,
I mean, those Asher would have done it.
Because it's wrapped around her finger. Exactly. I wanted to say he's stupid, but
he has to.
Do you think that they are setting us up for an Asher-Michaela reunion or no?
I hope not,
too. Do you think that they are?
I hope not.
They don't even deserve each other.
I don't think.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I mean, the fact that he's going so far, like, that we see this side of him. I mean, Asher's always been, of course, like, emotional, especially when it comes to the female side.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I feel like they're talking a lot about it right now.
Well, this might sound prediction-y, but this is also why I have to stay tuned for our predictions. But yeah. I'll just kind of throw it out there. I think Asher, of course, is bitter. He's vulnerable. As we saw, he said, why does no one want me? Mm-hmm. I'm starting to not trust him. Oh. Like, and because he's too nosy. He's nosy too with Michaela, and he's nosy with Bonnie. He pops up out of nowhere, and I'm just starting to wonder what is his actual purpose right now.
What do you think he is hiding?
I don't know, but he has some issues. Because remember, I mean, the lady, forgive me, that he ran over.
Yeah.
He didn't like his parents, right? And now, you know, we see more people popping up in his life.
Asher is the character, you make such a good point, because he's the character that really doesn't have an actual story on the show. Like, his story on the at this point anyway. For, like, a season or two, it's just been about, you know, him and Michaela, and now there's no Asher and Michaela. So it's like, they're not just going to, like, do nothing with this character and, you know, okay, bye, Asher. Right. So I feel
his sister just came in. So.
Yeah.
So they have to be setting us up for something. There might be something that, like, sets a spark and he goes ham. I don't know, but I'm starting to trust him.
I'm kind of sad that Michaela kicked Gabriel out, though. Like, I was starting to like them.
I like them together. I do like that he tried to convince her not to go into the hotel room. Somebody that's going to keep you leveled. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. If they both were on this high and not thinking logically, I don't know that that would be healthy. Right. So I'm a little disappointed that in that moment she kicked him out, but I get it. Like, she's on a mission. She wants to figure out if this is her dad or not, so she's going to do whatever she needs to do. On the other end, I also thought that it wasn't that she's just allowing him to listen to those tapes. Mm-hmm. Like, they both were at two extremes within their own selves. And I guess they should have been trying to help each other, but that's not what I don't know. It was just a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. When he made great points, he's probably just, like, slightly more right than she is. But she made a good point, too. Like, I need you, if you're not here to support me in the way that I've wanted to do this, then bye. But he's trying to say, hey, okay, I'm here to support you, but maybe, like, breaking in isn't and stealing all this isn't the best thing.
Right.
But it's like the way that he said it, she's just not willing to take it because she's so stubborn.
Right.
And, like, I totally get it. If you have your mindset to something and, like, it's not a small thing, like, it's your dad, but it just makes me sad that she just, like, the point that he said, like, you can't hear me right now because you're so amped up, basically.
Right.
Like, that you could tell she couldn't. She's unwilling to listen to what anybody says about it.
And he made great points. He's like, I can't talk to my dad, but you can. Like, yeah. So just go up to him. You just spoke to him. Speak.
It is creepy that he's listening to the, like, basically, like, sexy tapes. I know they're not.
Sexy tapes.
But, like, that's what they are. They're literally talking about nothing but sex between Annalise and Eve, and then obviously they're about to get into some more stuff.
He has a problem, and he needs to, like, let all of that go.
Well, but, I mean, so does Michaela. They both are traumatized, and, you know, they both, I think, bond off of that. Because I just feel like that whole situation of them hearing and watching the tapes was very toxic. Like, what's the point of that?
I think,
especially Michaela.
Just like Michaela, though, Gabriel is searching for answers. He's trying to find some closeness to Sam. And even though it's like Annalise exposing her lies and her truths, this is kind of the only time he gets to hear Sam's voice the way that he is. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like it's a way for him to get into Sam's brain. Like, what would he say in this situation? What kind of thoughts are coming next? So he's on the deep end also. Mm-hmm. But he's still a little bit more grounded. Because even when he was telling Michaela, like, that's your dad, he's still alive, go talk to him, like, make a difference, I'm trying to tell you from experience.
Right.
I think that Gabriel's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's gonna make it through this and he'll be okay.
Oh my gosh, we just complimented Gabriel. I think
we do love him.
We do, we do.
You
of course.
Guys compliment him all the time.
Oh, we do. Like, we never do.
I mean,
no, I'm kidding. Okay, before we move on to our next topic, I think Jamie has something for us.
Yes, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button, like if you're trying to get away with murder. Also, make sure you subscribe and leave a comment. Keep the conversation going. Thank you for keeping all the comments nice and cute. And let us know what the show means to you. Now, speaking of this show, you probably have other shows that you're into, different genres, reality TV, competition, whatever you can think of. We probably are reviewing it. So make sure you, again, hit that like button, subscribe. And also, if you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, you know, give us 5 stars. They're the only ones that matter, right? So, yeah, thank you for tuning in. We love you guys.
Woo. Love you, love you, love you.
Oh, yeah, so much love. Lots of people in chat right now, so keep it going because we love hearing what y'all think. So, small topic throughout the episode, but I want to touch on it, is this whole Connor Oliver threesome situation. I am fully, like, not understanding the purpose of this. Like,
sex scenes in there, I feel like.
The only sex scenes they ever have in the show are between Connor and Oliver.
That's so
but
true.
I'm like, I want them to have more. I know, like,
you want Connor and Oliver to have more?
Not more sex scenes. Like, I want them to have more to their story. Like, a little more meat to their story. That you have...
They did.
Stop, dear God. I can't even, like, stop myself.
It's when you said meat.
I know. Like, as soon as it came out of my mouth.
We are children.
Dear God, Mom. I really hope you're not watching this right now. Anyway, actually, she would be laughing. But, like, you know, you have Oliver doing favors for Frank, and then they're a part of the case and everything that's going on. But, like, I just feel like I was like, oh, this is a little meh. What did you think?
I thought it was interesting. I feel like the only reason they brought in this sex scene, to Oliver's point, is we literally do not know what's coming next. Like, yeah. He said, the FBI can barge in here at any moment, or the Castillos can come in here and kill us. And I think, like, later in the episode, with everything that's happening with Frank, that really sets you on high alert. So I'm not mad at them for wanting to, like, live their best life right now.
Same.
It just was, it was a bit much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even when you brought up the topic, I started giggling because CJ took a video of us while we were watching the show.
And y'all were in so awe.
We're not the most mature panel in the world.
I mean, I thought we were pretty mature. It just, it was a lot. It was a lot, in my opinion. So it was just interesting that they threw that in there. I thought it spiced it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it also gave us, like, Oliver has been cuckoo this whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when the episode first started, I was like, what's wrong with Oliver? Because
right.
I didn't know why he was...
He's always been like that, though. He's always been on his toes and, like, weird and spazzing.
But not like this.
Not
like
he's missing work and, like, just laying in bed smoking weed all
he's
day.
He's high. Because
he knows that something's coming.
But that's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
For him to be all cuckoo this episode and then to finally be like, oh, babe, let's have a threesome. Like, I'm for it.
It's like, simmer down.
Yeah, and something is coming.
And also, I'm like, they just got married last season, and y'all already want threesomes, you know what I mean? And part of me doesn't want Oliver to be as, like, part of the K4, K5 as he is, because I liked when he was more low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like now that he's more out there, he is, you know, he could probably get hurt. And I just feel like, from what we saw, you know, the last episode at the end with Connor hyperventilating, we saw people in the comments saying that it could or could not be Ollie. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, he's too involved now.
It would show us why he's being this extreme. Like, why he's so high strung this episode.
Yeah. Makes sense. See, I didn't think of that at all. So thank you for helping me there.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why are they... This is so pointless. Give them something to do.
Right.
Well, I guess they did give them something to do. But there we are.
And then they're having sex and Asher's getting catfished by his sister.
Which
I
is very weird.
I forgot he had a sister.
Me too.
But he did mention her. It was either last episode or the episode before when he was like, or maybe it was tonight? He was like, my mom's dead. My dad's dead. I don't talk to my sister or something like that. So, like, they give us those little tidbits where they kind of say something random and then, like, his sister shows up. But what... Why is his sister there? Why do you think his sister's there?
Isn't that for predictions? Though?
No, I don't mean it like in it, like, what are you predicting? Like, what reason could his sister possibly have to be there?
I have no idea. That surprised me. First of all, how you knew he was going to fall for that catfish? Like, that's really what got
that's
me.
A
he
good
was just
point.
On Inferno, just swiping, and he was like, ooh, supermodel. Maybe she knows his type or whatever. It was just super interesting. So I have no idea why she's here, and I think that's probably why I'm so excited. That's why I was so excited about this episode.
Right.
Because we have these little turns and curves that are coming that I can't predict.
I was like, isn't it easier to just show up at his house? Why do you have to have a planned meeting?
You should know where he is.
Right. Just watch to see if he's home. go knock on the door. Don't, like, catfish. Why take the extra step?
And the fact that she did it on, you know, this the same Inferno Fire.
What was it called? Fire?
Flirt Inferno.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was really strange that she did all of that. So I think, it shows her character. Their family's character, they're very sneaky. Maybe it's something with the family. Both parents are dead. Maybe it's a money issue.
Yeah. Because they used to have a lot of money, and now they have none.
But, like, why now? Like you know, like...
We're about to find out.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I don't know anything
about
this.
And he's
about
to graduate, so she's probably like, all right, what now?
That law degree's coming in hot.
It was just so random for her to show up. Like, they didn't give us enough to, like, be like, ooh, this is why she's here.
Yeah.
True. Speaking of kind of, well, random flirt inferno stuff, Annalise is dealing with this case tonight of... how do you even describe this? Basically a sexual harassment case, but not a sexual harassment
civil
case.
Civil rights, in a sense, discrimination.
Right. Yeah.
It was
everything in one. So we have this case where Heidi owns Flirt Inferno, and this man, God, really cannot say that. Like, dear
just
Lord,
say the
Abel.
Fake
Flirt
Tinder.
Flirt Inferno. There you go.
Anyway, and this man is suing her because he says that the app discriminates against him because he's disabled and he's only ever matched with disabled people. So this is a big... Why are you making that funny?
It's interesting. It was an interesting story.
No, she's laughing at me saying Flirt Inferno. I really can't... Okay, I gotta say the app. Anyway, so I thought it was interesting because this is something that the show has never touched on before, and that I guess is a very relevant thing, or could potentially be a very relevant thing, because so many dating apps are out there. As far as like discrimination in a public place is very obvious, whether it's sexual or racial or whatever, but he's taking it into the online realm. But you're also met with him being an incel, which I had never heard that term.
Me either.
Celibate. So basically, you choose not to be sexual, but you also like hate the opposite sex in the meantime.
Wait, say that again?
Involuntary celibate.
Involuntary celibates are members of an online subculture who define themselves as unable to find a romantic or sexual partner despite desiring one.
Mm.
A state described as inceldom.
And sell them. So he's upset because he does want a partner, but no one wants him, according to... But he is matched with people on this site, he kept saying, but just no people he wanted.
So it's like he's discriminating against his own, in a sense.
So the Urban Dictionary actually says, a self-described incel is highly likely to blame their virginity on the other 6,999,000 people on the planet.
Yeah.
Well, so he's clearly mad. Like, they find all of these things that he posts in this chat room, which I thought was going to be, like, the death of him for sure, whenever he's talking bad about women, says, like, women want to be raped because they just like it rough or whatever. So I found it interesting when Annalise was kind of, you know, against, or not against him, but against Heidi, because she was like, this algorithm is terrible. Are y'all surprised she took that side in it?
I loved it when she took the side. Like, at first, I felt bad for this incel guy because I was like, oh, like, you know, maybe he is having a hard time. But over time, I realized that he's entitled and he's vulnerable and he's bitter.
Yeah.
But Annalise, I loved just the conversation around this where she's talking about being a dark-skinned black woman and the things that she went through. And I think it was very realistic. Mm-hmm. And also even with Oliver stating, you know, how Asian men go through the same thing, it's, you know, those things do exist. So I thought it was... very telling that she said all these things.
Yeah.
That whole algorithm being sold to the government just spooked me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that this is a show, but the show does really good at bringing real life things into the scenario. So with Heidi trying to get $50 million off selling the algorithm, and maybe him knowing that or him not knowing that, but then to find out that she's doing it to keep people of color at bay, like to limit jobs and limit housing, and to discriminate. I was just like, what in the world kind of, what is, what?
And it makes you feel like it's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff out there. Like, it's like you talk, you say one word, and then, like, the next day you see an ad for it on Instagram. It's just absolutely insane. But do you think Heidi knew that, like, that's what it was going to be used for? Or I guess it doesn't really matter. She just wanted her coin.
I think she knew. Because at the end, when her and when Annalise confronted her about it, and she was like, didn't you get famous for getting rapists and murderers out of jail? And she said, yeah, and I'm going to hell for it, like, et cetera. And Heidi, like, So for Heidi to try to say that in favor of Heidi's circumstance, I was like, oh, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you really are trying to just do it for a coin.
Well, what do you think about Tegan's response to it? How she was like, the only way we can do, you know, Annalise approaches her and says, this is bad. We shouldn't do this. This is going to be used for this, this, this. And she essentially is like, we need power. You have to win cases like this in order to get power. You can't just basically take the knife every time and, you know, do the quote unquote right thing, because then you don't have the power to fix the greater issue at hand. I actually thought she kind of made a good point, but I mean, like, I totally get it more from Annalise's side, but I was like, I mean, she's not wrong, which is sad that that's what has to be done.
Yeah. She's not wrong, but that's the problem with the world. As long as that mentality continues to happen, Tegan's perspective, we're always going to feel like you have to have these cases and win these cases to be in power. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing is going to be fixed in the world if everyone is constantly thinking this way.
Yeah.
Right.
So we need the Annalises to kind of keep us... like. We need to take more stances, like Annalise tried to do with this case, so that we could live in a better tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
Make me the next president.
There you go. I think that with, like, Tegan's point, and I think because her situation is so... it's on shaky ground, or she feels like it's constantly on shaky ground because of the reasons she says, because she's a lesbian black woman who this.
She's a unicorn.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she... I understood, but I'm glad that things ended up working out. But speaking of Asher and not having a story, the thing that he does always have a story with is being down to do whatever people need him to do. Just like Michaela said, she did have a point, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they won the case because of him. And so are we in agreement that they hacked this guy and put the video up themselves?
No, I think he did it.
I thought he did it too.
I think he was stupid enough. I think he was stupid enough to buy Asher's plan, and he did it.
I thought he seemed like he didn't.
Well, also, I mean, wouldn't they be to, well, I guess with Oliver on the team, but I'm like, wouldn't they be to track, like, who uploaded what?
But that's what they said. This is what made me think that they are, like, Annalise and her team did it, essentially, or I guess probably Oliver did it, is because when she says, she's like, and you have all of her passwords, and I'm sure that we'll see her information on your computer. Like, she technically wouldn't have known. Obviously, we know she knew, but...
They technically did hack it because they gave him the passwords.
Exactly.
I'm actually curious. In the chat room, let us know if you feel like he uploaded that sex tape of Heidi and hacked her account passwords, or if you think it was the Kaplan and Gold team who did it.
Yeah.
That's what the debate is.
I think it was the Kaplan and Gold team.
I think it was him.
I think he did it.
Yeah.
I think it was Captain Gold.
Okay, so
okay,
we're
50-50.
So we're 50-50. Let us break this tie in the chat room.
Yes, please. I think that also because he knew that Asher was up to something. Whenever he hands the passwords to Carl, he's like, okay, like, I'm going to fall for this.
Right.
And I feel like he would have known, especially when they've already approached him in the subject of, like, we see all of this, you know, crap that you've written in these chat rooms, whatever. So he's going to take the bait and immediately post this video online of her having sex. Like, he has to know that that's sexual harassment.
But also, like, when he was arguing at the table with them, I think at first he knew that he was in trouble. I felt like he was trying to defend himself to make it seem like it. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, how's that going to be? I'm sure that's a lawsuit for you. You know, I think, why say that if it wasn't you? I feel like you would deny it from the jump.
True. Well, we lost for sure, CJ.
So far, everyone in the chat room is saying he uploaded it. So
there we go.
High five to us, Jamie. Yay!
I hate losing.
Okay, and you agree with the chat? The chat don't know what they're talking about.
I'm joking.
Well, anyway.
You know who did
live chat,
know what they were talking about tonight?
What?
Bonnie.
Oh, yes, she did.
About the whole divorce thing. I was like, oh, let her know she in a bad deal. I know she was just saying that for bait, like to see if Tegan has any hand in the company or with like the stock.
Mm-hmm.
But I was proud of her.
I thought she was saying it, or that she admitted that she read the divorce papers because she was like, I know something's about to happen, so I need to make sure she doesn't do this thing that's going to, like, ruin me getting this information. Because she had to have known, like, obviously it's going to be a terrible thing. And Tegan, I'm in between because Nate very quickly picked up on, he's like, of course she's going to say that. Like, she knows we're onto her. Like,
but do you
she's
think
a smart
she
person.
Actually knows that they're onto her?
She's smart. Yeah. That's why I think, like, of course she's going to come up with a response that quick. We've seen her do that in the past when we've known that she's been lying.
So you don't believe Tegan?
No, I'm like half and half.
Yeah, and we've been suspicious of Tegan for like what, 2 seasons now.
Yeah.
So I just feel like by this time we got to see something. Like, what's going on, Tegan?
We don't even know what Cora looks like.
She must be playing me. She's very believable.
She's believable, but I've never brought her BS until this season. Like, I've never brought her BS until this season. And when she said no, she could have all the money outside the divorce papers, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. That's blood money, I believe that.
I don't not believe that part of it, but I think it's because they're not giving us all of this involvement and making Nate's whole thing like, okay, I think Tegan has something to do with the Castillos who had to do with this and this and this. They're not going to make his whole story about a lie for no reason. Whether she knew that this company was owned by Laurel or what, I think that part actually was true, that she didn't necessarily care, that she was like, this is gifted to me, I don't need this money, whatever. That could have been true, but I think her involvement otherwise is deeper than we think it is. That's why I say, like, I do believe her, but I don't. And I just don't think they would do that to Nate.
I could agree with
that. Yeah.
And also, though, they are still making it sketchy because now she calls whoever she calls and says, let's do the thing. Like, we think it's Cora about the divorce, but it could be something else.
Well, that's true. I thought we saw her name on the phone.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, but what's the thing? Like, maybe Cora's in on it, too. Like, we just don't know.
And I don't need to do another new character right now, though. Like, I don't, we have such little time left. I'm like, now I have to be invested in this Cora person. No, I just need all my answers, questions answered about the people that I want them answered about.
You didn't say that about Michaela's dad, though.
And also, I wonder
because they've been talking about that for a while. I did kind of think that, but then they've been talking about Michaela's family for a long time.
Right. I was going to say, I wonder, like, what exactly, what caused the divorce between Tegan and Cora? Because I'm wondering, like, if anything with her involvement with the Castillos affected that for her to get a divorce.
Or them, like, being separated.
Yeah.
Well, now, who's the Parker person that she's with? We've met that person before. When Tegan says, oh, she's with Parker now, and then Annalise is like, oh, you need to sign those right now.
Oh, I thought she just said she's with a new... Oh, she's with a man. She's with a guy.
Well, Parker can be a girl.
No, but she said that Cora is with a new person, and it's a man.
And that's when Annalise
was like, sign those papers right now.
Gotcha.
Right now.
So, do you think that Nate is kind of grasping at straws with this? Because completely. Yeah. Why do you think that?
You just put me on the spot here.
Tell me what you think.
Let me gather my thoughts.
I don't know. I want the best from Nate, but just because of last season and how he kind of jumped the gun, I want him to be right this season, but I also don't want anything to be going on with Tegan. I want her to be a good character.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I feel like he's just too fixated on finding out what happened to his dad.
Yeah.
And he's going to, like, ruin himself, and he's going to get found out about, like, the whole him killing, what's his name? Miller.
And we don't know enough about Tegan. We still, I mean, with her and Crawford and, you know, him with the drink, it's like, it's still so murky.
Yeah.
I need more on her.
Most important thing, though, Nate is actively talking to the FBI.
And I love that Bonnie called him out on it.
Yeah. She was like, so how could you even possibly know that was owned by Laurel?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, a little bit, but we'll see. Anything we missed from the episode you want to touch on?
My final thoughts is I need to know where Annalise got that money from and where she transferred the $50,000 to.
I mean, she's rich.
Where she got that money from?
She's been a lawyer for however many years.
I don't know. Something about that was fishy, the way that they opened up with that scene. And I don't know. Something about that is fishy. But also, I just want to compliment Tegan's dress tonight, the black with the white stripes.
Yes.
Fire emoji.
I thought you said you were complimenting CJ. I was like, oh, thanks.
Oh, you wish.
Da, da, da. Anyway.
I was going to I do like that Annalise is trying to date and, like, blossom and put herself out there.
Yes, Robert.
At first, I didn't know if I trusted him, you know, but maybe. And he's lactose intolerant. He's eating ice cream. I just thought it was a cute moment.
I did, too.
Yeah.
And she directly asked him if he was in the FBI. And I'm like, of course she's going to do that. And he technically has to say yes if he is.
And they were so vulnerable with each other. He was like, I have bad credit. She's like, I'm an alcoholic. I'm accused of a murder.
It's
I'm
starting
like,
wow.
I got anger issues.
It's starting right. The way that it should.
Exactly. You need to get all your flaws out and then be like, but I'm still amazing.
Right.
He's cute.
He is cute.
And she seems like a smitten little kitten with him. Like, she was like, with her little ice cream stuff in the elevator. Okay, let's do some news and gossip. Elena's got some good stuff for us.
Yes.
Well, fun things are happening because, believe it or not, the entire How to Get Away with Murder panel will be at the Paley Live Center on November 19th.
Yes.
And you can literally go to paleycenter.org to get more information about that. They're going to be in Beverly Hills. So if you are in the California, Los Angeles area and it's possible for you to snag tickets, go to paleycenter.org to get more information about that. And apparently they haven't been there since season one. They haven't gone to visit. So this is going to be a special event that's happening in lieu of the final season of How to Get Away with Murder. So I think it's just an important time in this show's history. And I honestly am going to try to go too. It's going to be amazing. On November 19th at 7 p.m. And they're going to be honored. The entire cast will be there, which will be so much fun.
Yeah. I like the Paley's right across from my apartment. So
then you can go. I wonder if Alfred Enoch will be there, who plays Wes.
I love that.
That's like a big reunion.
Since the entire show is ending, that would be awesome. But I guess we will just have to try to sneak in to see who's going to be there.
That's where we'll practice.
Yeah. We'll practice the hotel trick that Michaela did at the Paley.
Oh, my God. Okay, now let's do our special segment, CJ.
So our special segment is Keating's Best. We basically learn who the MVP of tonight's episode is, I guess, April.
My MVP of tonight's episode is Michaela.
Why?
Because of everything with her dad and how she did go back even after she was like traumatized from him, just kind of be like, hey, I know you. How she went back and she's going to confront him and hopefully ask him the questions that we want answered.
My MVP is actually going to be Connor, because let me tell you, he was getting high in the kitchen and all into his threesomes and everything. And as soon as they called him into Kaplan and Goat, he's the one who found all of the stuff about the incel and all of the quotes that were online. He saved the case. He saved them money.
You're talking about Oliver?
Oliver.
Oh, yeah, Oliver.
Connor. Did I say Connor?
Yeah.
Wait. They're basically one since they're
married. Right, there you go. There you go.
Y'all know who I was talking about. Oliver, the techie guy.
The tech guy.
Since he was high and all into threesomes, he came in and saved the day. And I think that he brought a lightness to the show, so he'll get my best for today.
I like that.
Okay.
So mine is Gabriel.
Of course it is.
It's going to be mine.
She's like, really? What?
Yeah. Ew.
Well, that's okay. You can have your own reasons.
Right. Well, guys, I really liked him this episode. He made me trust him more. And I also just loved how he was able to keep Michaela calm, cool, and collected. You know, I like that he was able to talk her. Well, he tried. Okay. I just like what he said. I like that he tried to convince her to not jump the gun with everything, and him not having his father or having it. I loved it, and I think that them being vulnerable in that moment was beautiful.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that Gabriel's my Keating's best because he put Michaela in her place. He said what he had to say.
He did.
He said she came for him, and then he came right back hard. And I think he's my Keating's best.
I like that. He did come in a little too hard, but that's all right.
I mean,
put her in her place.
I mean, she asked.
Jaden Minda in the chat room says Bonnie for calling out Nate for working with the FBI, and I could agree with that as well.
I like that.
But let me know who your Keating best is in the comments below. We'd love to chat with you guys.
Oh yeah. Okay, predictions. A lot of stuff to predict.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Love it. The end scene is Frank showing up on Bonnie's doorstep, beat to a pulp. We know that he was confronted by Xavier Castillo at the end of last episode, of course. Do we think Frank is going to die?
My prediction, and just to keep it simple, is that he's not going to be dead. Like, they're going to rehabilitate him so that he can at least speak. He might end up dying, but next episode he's not going to be dead. He's going to do enough to give them enough information to kind of go after the Castillos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that too. I think like he's going to have to work his way from the hospital room. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to have to try to keep his eye on everybody and keep them up on everything. I'm a little worried though with Frank, and I wonder if Laurel even knows he was beat to a pulp.
She
probably ordered it. Like,
she
beat his ass.
Beat him. Right? Christopher's in the background.
Right.
I don't think Frank's gonna die because, like, it would have been who killed Frank or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
We'll see. So much to predict. Let us know in the comments what y'all predict for next week's episode and the rest of the season, of course. You can find all of us everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. In the meantime, where can they find y'all?
You guys can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
You guys can find me on Twitter at @itsjamiegray or on Instagram at @jamiegray, J-A-I-M-I.
And it's CJ. You can find me everywhere at ICJ Walker, even on TikTok, because I'm now a TikToker.
Hey. Yes, he is. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wilson Hand, and be sure to join us next week. We will see y'all then.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.